Now, back to Lansing's only live afternoon talk show, Ebling and You, on More Compelling Talk Radio, 1320 WILS.
Welcome back. Jack Ebling here with Scott Eckersley, Ebling and You, 1320 WILS. A lot of people obviously forgot how to drive today in all this rain, Scott. I saw some people doing some amazing things, and I'm not the world's best driver. Want to bring in our next guest, and that is Matt Sloan, a general manager of Graf Chevrolet. Hello, Matt.
Hi, Jack. How are you?
Just fine. Well, a lot of excitement. When we see politicians getting involved with this, we know that it's serious business, but apparently everyone wants to be identified with the Chevy Volt, or at least have a chance to drive one.
Yeah, I'll tell you, I'm certainly, I've been excited for quite a while about it, but after driving it the other day and spending some time around it, I'm even more excited. It is just an awesome vehicle.
All right, tell us why.
Well, first of all, right from the beginning, when you look at the vehicle, there was a bunch of us standing around there, and most of the comments, you know, people were saying, hey, just I don't care about the electric part of it. Give me as a gas vehicle, and I'll take it right now. We'll sell a ton of them. Mm-hmm. I mean, just the looks of it itself, it's a very, very sharp-looking vehicle from the outside and the inside. And then, obviously, from a technological standpoint, it is just so advanced. It's amazing.
I think a lot of people had an impression or an image, Matt, that because of the technology involved, this was not going to be a particularly attractive car, and they're pleasantly surprised.
Exactly. Yep. And truthfully, I was right there with them. I knew it was going to be a decent looking vehicle because we've seen pictures and we've seen some. You go to the auto show and you see the original vehicles, but they're not. You know, that's not going to be the production model. Well, this is absolutely beautiful. I mean, it is a very, very beautiful car.
I had a chance to talk to someone about pricing of vehicles, mm-hmm. and it's funny. You know, there's a reason that items sell for $19.95 instead of $20. It's all about the mindset. And when someone said, "Well, you know, it's over $40,000," and I said, "Well, it's like $41,000, right?" I said, "Yeah, well, that's way too much." I said, "Well, you understand that there's like a $7,500 rebate on this from the federal government." They said, "Yeah, but $41,000 is too much." I said, "If it was $39,995, what would you think?" I said, "Well, that'd be a lot better." So it's funny the ideas that people have, and who knows what the pricing of this is really going to be as they start to manufacture more. But from all indications, I think the math I saw, once you're done driving and saving gas mileage, it's really like another car.
Oh, definitely. And, you know, this obviously supply and demand will play a factor. And, you know, a lot of times vehicles come out and they're priced lower, and then as they go, they get higher and higher. And time will tell, like you said. But I think once people are able to see the vehicle and drive the vehicle, they truly will not have an issue at all with the price. They just won't, especially when they know what they're getting. You know, the looks, the quality, the fact that it's, you know, an electric vehicle, and they can truly drive without putting gas in the vehicle. I mean, it will be a huge money saver, and you know,
a huge time saver too, won't it?
Well, sure. Yeah. I mean,
you think how much time do you spend in a year just filling up your tank?
Yeah. Yep. That's exactly right. You know, and based upon the orders that dealers are taking right now and deposits, I mean, we have more orders now than we're going to be able to fulfill for a while, you know, which is kind of a good problem to have. But, you know, we want to see this produced in mass quantities right mm-hmm. now, and they're not going to be able to produce enough of them to meet the demand for quite some time.
So what kind of a waiting period would there be if I walked into Graf Chevrolet and said, I got to have one of these?
Well, we don't know the exact time frame yet. You know, we know that we'll get our first one in the first quarter of 2011. So okay. We're, you know, 4 or 5 months out from getting our first one. And then they'll slowly start to ramp up production and, you know, introduce them more into the Michigan market. They're really concentrating on the D.C. area, Texas, and California as their initial launch. So Michigan is going to be kind of the second wave. So we'll start seeing them, you know, more towards the summer late spring and early summer is when they'll really start to hit the ground here in terms of any quantity. But again, we've got several orders already, several deposits for orders now, and we've got people coming in on a weekly basis asking questions about them and wanting to know more information. So there's a lot of talk about the vehicle.
Matt Sloan, General Manager of Graf Chevrolet, our guest on Ebling and You. We are talking about the new Chevy Volt and the battery power. I guess it's up to 40 miles, right?
Yep, 40 miles on a charge, and then obviously it can go up to an additional 300 miles on the gas that will recharge the actual battery.
Okay, all right. It was the first time I had seen the actual charging mechanism, and it looked like it was pretty simple. If I could figure it out, I could see why a lot of people would feel pretty comfortable with it. But Virg Bernero was on the show yesterday, and he was talking about having a chance to drive it. And I asked him if he's going to buy one. He said, absolutely. So, you know, you may want to have one of your salespeople give him a call. So,
yeah. Well, I was there with him the other day, and it was amazing to hear all the comments from a look standpoint, obviously. But then when people got out of the car, they were just so impressed with how quiet it was, how smooth it was. You know, having never driven a true electric vehicle like that before, a lot of people didn't know what to expect. And
what's the difference with sound? Is there a different sound to it?
Yeah, the biggest difference is there really is no sound. It is so quiet. In fact, when I drove it, the engineer that I was driving with showed me kind of a neat little feature. You know, if you were to turn your bright lights on or off, flash your bright lights with your turn signal, when you do that in the Volt, it actually beeps the horn three quick times. And the reason they're doing that is because, you know, for instance, if you pull up to a stoplight and somebody's going to cross the street in front of you, they're nervous that they won't be able to hear the car there because there's no sound to it. So you can tap that, and it'll honk the horn three quick times and warn the person that you're there. That's how quiet the vehicle is.
Hmm. Well, you need to have a horn there just for safety reasons then, right? Because nobody hears your car coming.
Yeah. So it is definitely a different feel. It had fantastic pickup to it. You know, you didn't feel any hesitation whatsoever. You know, and then the inside is just, it really is laid out nice. They did a very nice job with it, and the technology is, it's just amazing what they're doing now.
Matt, so, when you're driving and you're at the end of your 40 miles, okay, your charge is going to run out, and then it's going to kick into your gas supply. Does that just happen? Do you get any kind of a warning? Do you have to stop and restart the car? Do you even know what's happening?
Yeah, good question. You truly don't. You're not going to feel anything different at all. What's going to happen is it will show you on your navigation screen that the charge has run out and you are now, you know, the gas is being used to charge the motor at that point. You're really not running on a gas motor. The gas is used to charge the motor, but you're not, it's not your typical gas motor. But you don't have to do anything different. It'll automatically happen for you. And really, the only reason you know what's happening is because the screen is telling you that. Aside from that, you're going to drive it just like a normal vehicle.
All right. Matt Sloan, General Manager of Graf Chevrolet, our guest. Matt, give us a call when you get that first one in the showroom, will you?
You got it. We'll be happy to.
All right. Thanks so much.
Thanks, Jack.
We'll be right back, and we're going to talk about some new polling numbers, the robo-polling. Kelly Rossman-McKinney, the Rossman Group, will be with us in just a couple of moments, not just talking about the gubernatorial race. We'll be right back on Ebling and You.